Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau, Kaufmann. E-Profil 2011. Englisch, Hörverstehen. Serie 2. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. A radio advertisement.
Have you ever wanted to throw your computer out of the window? James Cobwell's team of experts can give you the computer support service you need to keep your programs running smoothly. You can find their firm online at cobwell.net. That's www.cobwell.net. Get yourself registered with them today and take advantage of their 24-hour helpline at no extra cost, or contact them during office hours by phone at 0800-735-9244. Now, are you looking for the latest in computers, printers, and mobiles at the best prices in town? The Best Buy is the place to go. Find the store sign with the huge yellow sales tag located downtown in West Park Avenue. Whether for private use or for your office, they are open for you Monday through Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. They have friendly service and are waiting to help you.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Have you ever wanted to throw your computer out of the window? James Cobwell's team of experts can give you the computer support service you need to keep your programs running smoothly. You can find their firm online at cobwell.net. That's www.cobwell.net. Get yourself registered with them today and take advantage of their 24-hour helpline at no extra cost, or contact them during office hours by phone at 0800-735-9244. Now, are you looking for the latest in computers, printers, and mobiles at the best prices in town? The Best Buy is the place to go. Find the store sign with the huge yellow sales tag located downtown in West Park Avenue. Whether for private use or for your office, they are open for you Monday through Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. They have friendly service and are waiting to help you.
Now go on to part two. Two, a voicemail message.
Ingold Holding in Amsterdam. Please leave your message after the tone.
Hello, this is Natalie Crawlin from Biggs Consulting. I'm calling to let Sally Carlson know there have been some changes in my arrival plans for the conference on May 31st. I'll be arriving on the 29th by train from Cologne. My accommodation is now at the Continental Hotel, not the Hilton. I'm sorry I can't make the meeting we planned for 4 p.m. that day, as my train doesn't get in until 6:15 p.m. The organising committee is meeting to make our final arrangements for the conference on 30th May. I need to know where and when that meeting is going to take place. Please ask her to send me an email with those arrangements to n.crawlin@biggs.com. That's n.crawghlen@biggs.com.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Ingold Holding in Amsterdam. Please leave your message after the tone.
Hello, this is Natalie Crawlin from Biggs Consulting. I'm calling to let Sally Carlson know there have been some changes in my arrival plans for the conference on May 31st. I'll be arriving on the 29th by train from Cologne. My accommodation is now at the Continental Hotel, not the Hilton. I'm sorry I can't make the meeting we planned for 4 p.m. that day, as my train doesn't get in until 6:15 p.m. The organising committee is meeting to make our final arrangements for the conference on 30th May. I need to know where and when that meeting is going to take place. Please ask her to send me an email with those arrangements to n.crawlin@biggs.com. That's n.crawghlen@biggs.com.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to a conversation between Ken and his PA, Jackie. For each question, mark the best answer, A, B or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Morning, Jackie.
Morning, Ken. Can we just go through the agenda for next week?
Sure.
So, let's see. The report for Mrs. Hughes is due on Monday.
Already? I thought it was Tuesday. I don't have much time to prepare it, then.
Well, she wants it by 5 p.m. at the latest. But since you're free on Monday morning from 8:30 to 10:30, I think that should be enough time.
Well, if that's the way it is. What's happening at 10:30?
Mr. Smith's coming for an interview.
Oh, yes. Isn't that the one who worked overseas for a couple of years?
Yes, he's got a lot of experience, but he seemed a bit unreliable.
Wasn't there anybody else?
Only Ms. Bloom, who lacked the necessary experience. All the others didn't have the qualifications needed.
That's too bad. We really need an additional salesperson. Let's see. Oh, and by the way, I meant to tell you that I've arranged to have lunch with Miss Taylor at 12:15. So could you book us a table somewhere nice where we can talk about our project?
Of course. Is the China Garden okay?
Perfect. What about the afternoon, then?
Don't forget to call Silvers International. We really need that contract. Our production department still has excess capacities.
I know. I'll put that on the agenda for 2 o'clock. What else is there on Monday afternoon?
At 3, there's the brainstorming meeting with the marketing staff.
Where does it take place?
Either in your office, which might be a bit crowded, or you could go to the conference room. It's not occupied.
Let's take the bigger room. In case someone wants to use a projector, that would be more convenient as well.
That's all for Monday. On Tuesday at 10:40, Suzanne is arriving from Germany.
Fine. Let's arrange a tour of the factory for her until about 12:30, and then we go for lunch.
At the canteen?
No. Let's go to Giovanni's and ask Tony and Sarah to come with us.
OK, I'll book a table for you then. Afterwards at 3:30, you're meeting Mr. Wong.
No, that's been cancelled. So I'm free all afternoon.
Not quite.
What? Another report to write?
No. At 4, you've got an appointment with the dentist.
Oh, no.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Morning, Jackie.
Morning, Ken. Can we just go through the agenda for next week?
Sure.
So, let's see. The report for Mrs. Hughes is due on Monday.
Already? I thought it was Tuesday. I don't have much time to prepare it, then.
Well, she wants it by 5 p.m. at the latest. But since you're free on Monday morning from 8:30 to 10:30, I think that should be enough time.
If that's the way it is. What's happening at 10:30?
Mr. Smith's coming for an interview.
Oh, yes. Isn't that the one who worked overseas for a couple of years?
Yes, he's got a lot of experience, but he seemed a bit unreliable.
Wasn't there anybody else?
Only Ms. Bloom, who lacked the necessary experience. All the others didn't have the qualifications needed.
That's too bad. We really need an additional salesperson. Let's see. Oh, and by the way, I meant to tell you that I've arranged to have lunch with Miss Taylor at 12:15. So could you book us a table somewhere nice where we can talk about our project?
Of course. Is the China Garden okay?
Perfect. What about the afternoon, then?
Don't forget to call Silvers International. We really need that contract. Our production department still has excess capacities.
I know. I'll put that on the agenda for 2 o'clock. What else is there on Monday afternoon?
At 3, there's the brainstorming meeting with the marketing staff.
Where does it take place?
Either in your office, which might be a bit crowded, or you could go to the conference room. It's not occupied.
Let's take the bigger room. In case someone wants to use a projector, that would be more convenient as well.
That's all for Monday. On Tuesday at 10:40, Suzanne is arriving from Germany.
Fine. Let's arrange a tour of the factory for her until about 12:30, and then we go for lunch.
At the canteen?
No. Let's go to Giovanni's and ask Tony and Sarah to come with us.
OK, I'll book a table for you then. Afterwards, at 3:30, you're meeting Mr. Wong.
No, that's been cancelled. So I'm free all afternoon.
Not quite.
What? Another report to write?
No. At 4, you've got an appointment with the dentist.
Oh, no.
This is the end of Task B. Task C will begin in about 20 seconds. Task C. A radio interview with Raymond Lai, a young entrepreneur. Listen and answer the questions. Please use keywords. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. And here we go.
Today my guest is Raymond Lai, the founder of ooshirts.com. Raymond, at 19, you're a very young entrepreneur. When did you actually start your company?
I started my business at 16 because I saw an opportunity I wanted to pursue. Since then, the company has been rapidly growing and I've enjoyed the whole process.
Are there any models or books that motivated you to become an entrepreneur?
None. I think what gets you going the most are your own goals and ideas. Books tend to guide you to think in a certain way, while entrepreneurs need to think without these boundaries.
How did you come up with the idea for your website?
During my second year in high school, I was ordering shirts for my school club with its logo printed on them. I wanted a nice three-color logo printed on a black shirt and received quotes from several local and online companies. All of them, unfortunately, quoted excessively high prices. I did a good bit of research on why their prices were so high and concluded that the existing companies were inefficient.
So you went into the shirts industry because you felt the prices could be driven down, didn't you?
Exactly.
I guess you have also faced some problems that we all face when starting, like not enough visitors to the website, things not going well, etc. How do you keep going in spite of all this?
In the beginning, I actually wasn't expecting much. I didn't have that much knowledge of how to run a business, so I started off simple, directly selling printed shirts to other clubs at my school, and then growing from there.
Is it a difficult industry to be in?
You bet it is. There are a lot of companies, all with excess capacity, that are all hungry for more customers. It's very, very competitive. I've been continually making upgrades to the website and thinking of new ways to improve the way I do business. Because one important thing I have in mind is that in order to succeed, you need to be a lot better than everyone else in everything you do.
Do you think your site is a success? And if so, why do you think that is?
I think the site is on its way towards success. For me, the site will be a success when it has become the largest custom t-shirt company out there. We're far from that, but if we continue growing as we have done in the last few months, we'll be on our way. Last month, we had $60,000 in revenue, and I think there is still a lot of potential for future growth.
Remen, thank you so much for taking your time to answer my questions, and good luck with your company.
You're going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Today, my guest is Remond Lai, the founder of ooshirts.com. Remond, at 19, you're a very young entrepreneur. When did you actually start your company?
I started my business at 16 because I saw an opportunity I wanted to pursue. Since then, the company has been rapidly growing, and I've enjoyed the whole process.
Are there any models or books that motivated you to become an entrepreneur?
None. I think what gets you going the most are your own goals and ideas. Books tend to guide you to think in a certain way, while entrepreneurs need to think without these boundaries.
How did you come up with the idea for your website?
During my second year in high school, I was ordering shirts for my school club with its logo printed on them. I wanted a nice three-color logo printed on a black shirt and received quotes from several local and online companies. All of them, unfortunately, quoted excessively high prices. I did a good bit of research on why their prices were so high and concluded that the existing companies were inefficient.
So you went into the shirts industry because you felt the prices could be driven down, didn't you?
Exactly.
I guess you have also faced some problems that we all face when starting, like not enough visitors to the website, things not going well, etc. How do you keep going in spite of all this?
In the beginning, I actually wasn't expecting much. I didn't have that much knowledge of how to run a business, so I started off simple, directly selling printed shirts to other clubs at my school, and then growing from there.
Is it a difficult industry to be in?
You bet it is. There are a lot of companies, all with excess capacity, that are all hungry for more customers. It's very, very competitive. I've been continually making upgrades to the website and thinking of new ways to improve the way I do business. Because one important thing I have in mind is that in order to succeed, you need to be a lot better than everyone else in everything you do.
Do you think your site is a success? And if so, why do you think that is?
I think the site is on its way towards success. For me, the site will be a success when it has become the largest custom t-shirt company out there. We're far from that, but if we continue growing as we have done in the last few months, we'll be on our way. Last month, we had $60,000 in revenue, and I think there is still a lot of potential for future growth.
Remen, thank you so much for taking your time to answer my questions, and good luck with your company.
This is the end of Task C. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.